Here's the big question. How do we as salespeople develop the right mindset, tactics, and skills to thrive in today's ever-changing, technologically advanced world? Welcome to the Sales Lab. This podcast is dedicated to the answer. Welcome to the Build Up Podcast. I am your host, Mark Gunlock. Thank you for joining me once again. Today, I want to talk about the one thing that can get you unstuck or in motion if you feel like you are kind of at that point where you can't just break that wall down to get started with whatever endeavor you're looking to accomplish. So, and this really goes for anything that you're doing, whether it's relationships or a school project or just a class. Anything that you do can be solved with this one issue or this one tactic, I should say. And the reason why I want to talk about this today is because I see so many people talking on, say, social media or just people that I know or people that I've coached that they're just so stuck in one way or another, whether it's I don't have enough time for something or I don't have enough money to get started with this endeavor, or I don't have the right team in place. And, you know, when it comes down to just getting started, you have to put one main thing in place. And that one main thing that's going to push you further, forward, faster, is a cadence. Now, what is a cadence? Now, just by definition, a cadence means that you are in motion and in flow and in rhythm with the events that you are putting forth, right? So it's the rhythm and flow of events. Now think about that. What does that mean for your individual day, right? So if you knew specifically what you needed to do, actually, let's just take a step back. What is the outcome that you're looking for? Let's start with the outcome, okay? And work our way backwards. If you work your way backwards from your desired outcome, you then come up with the things that you need to do in order to get to that desired outcome. Okay, it's the stepping stones. It's the individual goals that lead you to the outcome. So we all know what steps we need to take. And sometimes there's so many things going on in our head that we just decide to not take action. But developing a cadence for yourself is going to get you over that hump. So what you need to do is figure out those details of what you need to accomplish to reach your outcome and write them down. Let's just start with, if you want to call it a to-do list or a task list or whatever, it doesn't matter what you consider it. Just write down the steps or the tasks or the items that you need to accomplish in order to get to that outcome. Because you already know what they are, right? There's just something blocking you from getting started, okay? So once you have those specific items, details, tasks down on paper or digitally, if that's your game, I would say, now you have to take those details, make sure that you find the most important details on that page and do those yourself. And some of the passive or not so important or minor details that you can either outsource to someone else, delegate to someone else, or maybe push down to the bottom of the importance list, but you want to make sure that you're focusing on that top 5% of most important things that needs to be accomplished in order to reach your desired outcome. Once you have that list, all you have to do is develop a schedule or cadence for yourself. And what does that mean? You have to find a rhythm of what specifically you're going to do every single day and write it down. If, you know, one of my mentors always says, fear has no place on paper. So if you're afraid to take that first step for whatever reason, and it may not seem like it's fear, but I will challenge you on that, because many times taking that first step, whether it's, you know, finding a new team member or, you know, even just, I don't know, putting together a website or whatever it is, there's an action you have to take and there's something stopping you and you're making up the reasons why. So instead of making up those reasons why, put down a cadence or a schedule to where you can get into a rhythm and a flow every single day that pushes you further and further and further towards your goal. Okay. And once you reach that goal, then you work on the next goal. And this rhythm that you get into on a daily basis, regardless of how much time you have, you can have a cadence that, you know, allows you 1 hour a day to work on what it is you need to work on. Because maybe you're in school, or maybe you have a full-time job, or whatever it is. Maybe you have a young child at home, like I do. There is always something that's going to try to get in the way of your ultimate outcome. But when you start to create that rhythm for yourself, there is no stopping what you can accomplish. So this schedule or cadence that you create has all of those important aspects every single day, and you just get into that habit, you get into that rhythm, and you don't stop. You let that momentum push you. It's like a rock rolling down a hill, and you're going to continue to roll, and you're going to continue to roll, and you're going to continue to roll. And there may be some bumps in the road. There may be some obstacles that you have to go through. But once you create this rhythm, this cadence, you get right back on track. It's when you don't have this cadence that the obstacles and the bumps in the road will basically derail you, and you allow it to. You know, there is nothing specifically that's going to derail you so much that you can't get back on track except for your mental capacity to overcome. Okay? So it's all about developing this cadence and rhythm of things so that you can stay in action and continue to move forward towards that ultimate outcome. I would love to support you on this, so please send me a message if you need help. And if not, get into that cadence, get into that flow, and tell me all about it, because I want to hear your successes as well. Talk to you soon on the next Build Up Podcast.